This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava is reporting sad news from the Surfside, Florida condo collapse.
Unfortunately, this has been a tragic night. We do have 120 people now accounted for, which is very, very good news. But our unaccounted for number has gone up to 159. In addition, we can tragically report the death count is now 4.
Fire Rescue Assistant Chief Ray Jadala on whether anybody could still be alive in the rubble. He says they've heard sounds.
Sounds of a possibility of a banging. Short of that, we haven't heard any voices coming from the pile.
He spoke to WPLG-TV in Miami. Still unknown what caused the building to go down. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin learns his sentence this afternoon for murder in George Floyd's death. He faces decades in prison, with several legal experts predicting a sentence of 20 to 25 years. A solid majority of Americans believe most abortions should be legal in the first 3 months of a woman's pregnancy. The new AP poll finds that most respondents, though, say abortion should usually be illegal in the second and third trimesters. A white man convicted of shooting and killing two black shoppers at a Kentucky grocery store is going to prison for life. Gregory Bush has been diagnosed with a mental illness. Authorities say he'd never met the two victims. Five teenagers were shot at a party in Gainesville, Florida. No word on their conditions. No suspects in custody. The head of the Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee says it's still possible that no spectators will be allowed at the Games, which open officially in just 4 weeks. Japan's been struggling with more and more COVID infections. Infections grew by 11% in the last week. This is AP News. The July 4th holiday is approaching, but wait, the pandemic's affecting that too. Here's our Shelley Adler.
It seems the pandemic has had an impact on just about everything, including fireworks. Industry analysts say shipping delays from China and record-breaking sales from last year are having a major impact on fireworks supplies. The owner of Extreme Fireworks in Rapid City, South Dakota, says a shortage is limiting the amount of products he can sell this year. He explains that the fireworks supplies from China normally take 30 days for shipping, but this year, it's taking 60. It also didn't help that fireworks have been in high demand since last year when more people celebrated Independence Day at home. I'm Shelley Adler.
The U.S. will send 3 million doses of Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine to Afghanistan. The outbreak there fueled by the Delta variant, easily transmissible. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.